We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6-7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to talk to our guy Chase Hughes here shortly about the Washington Wizards. Jason saw a graphic, which I saw a few days ago, and I don't know why that graphic doesn't have Bub Carrington in Vegas, but then I saw a different graphic. Somebody sent in a tweet and was like, JP, you're dead wrong. Bub Carrington's on the roster, but I don't know. Jason and I are like looking at some roster that doesn't have Bub.
This was a tweet from the Wizards.
I know.
It was a Wizards.
I know. I saw the same one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a mistake.
Maybe. Or maybe Bub, maybe they were just unsure. And then maybe he was dealing with some injury and now he's going to be fine. Because I did see him. He was practicing with them. I think it was yesterday when the news station was over there. And they had cameras in the gym and I saw him, but I don't know.
Let's talk to our guy, Chase Hughes. He joins us on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Hey, Chase.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
So can you fill us in? Is Bub Carrington going to be playing in the Summer League?
You know, I just woke up a little while ago. Where did you guys see that?
Well, I'm looking at a tweet from the Wizards, and they listed all the players on the roster, and he's not on it.
Oh, really? I saw him on a roster that they did put out there. Someone had texted me, asked. I mean, he had his right hand wrapped a little bit, but he addressed the media after their rookie minicamp practice a couple days ago and was talking like he was pretty excited to play. So, I mean, with these guys who are coming back for the second year, you don't know how long they're going to play if they do. Like, Alex Starr had some question marks about him. Like, if they do play, I'm sure it's only for a game or two, but as far as I know, I think Bub Carrington will be playing tomorrow night.
Okay, that makes sense. He's just dealing. When they released this on July 7th, because that's when they released it, maybe they were just unsure of his hand.
Possibly, yeah. They after that, the next day, ended up having him talk to us. And it was a pretty funny media scrum because Trey Johnson III, these guys are becoming like best friends immediately, apparently. He was crashing his press conference and asking him questions, and Bub Carrington's a pretty funny guy. I would suggest people go watch that video.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, you did mention Trey Johnson. He's on the roster, number 12. He'll be out there in Vegas. How's he been looking at the mini camp, and what do you expect from him in these games?
He's been looking good. You know, him and Bub Carrington, as I mentioned, you know, they are becoming good friends, and part of that has been shooting competitions during and after practices. They've had this small rookie mini camp. And Trey Johnson III. Now, first of all, both these guys have said that they've been winning the shooting competitions, but Trey Johnson III insisted he's won most of them, and that's not surprising because that's what he does best. I mean, he was an incredible shooter in college, shot about 40% from three, shot about 40% from NBA range threes. So I think he's going to have a chance to have a pretty strong summer league. You know, we saw some of the young players on the Wizards struggle with their shooting last year. I doubt that's going to happen with him just because he's been such a great shooter for such a long time. And with the duo of him and Bub Carrington, I think it'll be fun to watch because these guys could be the starting backcourt for the Wizards for the next 10 years. You know, it could be the next backcourt that, you know, we've seen John Wall, Bradley Beal before them, or Gilbert Arenas, Larry Hughes. You never know. These guys are both lottery picks. They're both 19 years old. They have a ton of talent. They are both very versatile and big for their position. So this is the duo that the Wizards hope lead them into a new era.
All right, so when you expand the actual tweet, AJ Johnson and Bub Carrington are on the roster. So
that was, there you go.
That was my bad. I was just looking at the original. So
you weren't the only one, though. Someone texted me. They're like, where's Bub Carrington on the roster? And I checked the emails. Like, I saw him there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you think Alex Saar is only going to play a couple games? I know it's mostly just for the rookies and the guys trying to make the team, but what do you expect from Alex? And how's he looked?
I expect a stronger showing. You know, he struggled in the summer league last year. He had the one game where he went, I think it was 0-16, right? And a lot of people made a lot of that. He came back and played a little bit better after that, but overall could definitely have a better appearance in the summer league this year than he did last year. And this is a new philosophy for the organization to have these guys come back for a second summer league. It's not something that the previous front office did. And GM Will Dawkins, basically what he's done is he's carried over this philosophy from the Oklahoma City Thunder, which they've employed for a long time. And it goes back to Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Those guys played multiple years in the summer league, even though they were great as rookies. And the way he described it to me one time is basically, you know, if a young guy says, I don't know if I want to go back to Vegas for a second time, they can say, well, Kevin Durant did it. Russell Westbrook did it. Like, what's your excuse? So they really strongly believe that this is a very valuable developmental resource. And so with Alex Saar and all the guys who played last year, this is kind of the midway point in the offseason. They've been in the gym since May 6th. It's been over 2 months since they've been working on their games. There's a little over 2 months till training camp. It's a great time for those guys to go out and build some confidence.
All right, so when you look at the roster as a whole, I mean, who stays and who goes? We got a glut of, like, guards and wing players. I mean, what do you got, like 12, 13 of those guys? Like, how long are some of these older guys going to be? I mean, is Marcus Smart going to actually play for this team? Chris Middleton, Corey Kispert, CJ McCollum? I mean, the list goes on and on.
I mean, that's a great question. It's like a numbers game at this point. They have so many players. They just traded Kelly Olynyk for two more young players from the Spurs, and there's not enough roster spots to go around.
Right.
And, you know, when they first traded for Kelly Olynyk and CJ McCollum, you know, I was asked on the radio, like, where are they going to fit in the rotation? And I was like, well, you know, we've got to see. I didn't expect one of them to get traded, but you just never know. And so we saw what happened with Kelly Olynyk. Would have been ironic if he played for the Wizards, of course, given their history. That's not going to happen. But yeah, you just don't know. And I would say definitely look at the veteran players, the guys on expiring contracts, guys who, you know, might be able to help contenders. I think there's still plenty of time left in the offseason, and I would imagine the Wizards are going to field calls for those guys probably in particular. But then as far as the young guys, there's just going to be a lot more of them on the roster next year. And I think the way that could translate is just more competition for roles and minutes. They're young guys. They've kind of brought them in. They've cleared the runway for them to play a lot of minutes and essentially be given their roles to a certain extent. Now I think the accountability is going to have a different nature to it where guys will have to perform or else someone else is going to take their spot.
An intriguing guy that just picked up kind of almost as an afterthought is Cam Whitmore, first round pick of a couple of years ago with the Spalding local kid, still very, very young. I'm not sure he's even 21 yet, right? Didn't we talk about that? Like, he's just barely
just turned 21. I think July 7th he turned 21.
Is that a guy that is just kind of they're just going giving a flyer to, or is he somebody they think, hey, he might actually be able to help us?
Yeah, I think it's more than just giving a flyer to him. You might think that just because they only had to give up 2 second-round picks, but he was a top 5 talent in the draft 2 years ago, and he fell unexpectedly on draft night to 20th. There were rumors about his medical reports, it's maybe an issue with his knee, but he was really good in Houston. He just couldn't get minutes because he was on a playoff team and they had a lot of talent in his position, and Ime Udoka really favors defense and that's not a big strength of his, but it's pretty amazing the production he had and the minutes that he did play. He only averaged about 17 minutes a game through 2 years though there and was scoring about 11 points per game. So he can get to it. He could shoot. He's really athletic. He's going to be the best dunker on the Wizards from day one. He's going to be fun to watch. And what I like about watching him is he's super aggressive. Like, he's not timid at all. He's got a really high motor on the offensive end. And going back to that idea of competing with other players, like, you know, guys are going to have to bring their A games because we know that he will.
All right, so this is an opinion. I want your opinion. So if this team is going to get to another level eventually, one of these young guys has to emerge and be the alpha offensively, right? You watch OKC, clearly Shea is, you know, leading scorer in the league and everything. Most teams have that guy. Who do you think? Now, you haven't seen Trey play for him yet. You've seen right. Bub. You've seen Sar. You got Bilal. Do they have that alpha yet?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think Bub Carrington has the best chance of being that guy. Whether they have that alpha yet, I would lean towards yes with him. I think he's definitely got the alpha personality. Like, you can pick that right up when you're talking to him. But also, you know, I was impressed with his rookie year. He is the most skilled and the best shooter of their young guys, or at least he demonstrated that last year. He's the most skilled off the dribble. And I thought down the stretch of last year, he really showed a lot in terms of creating his own shot. We saw him hit the buzzer beater in game 82 against the Miami Heat. He, you know, last year in the summer league, it stood out to me that he just immediately took a three and knocked it down like 5 seconds into his first summer league game. Like, that guy is never scared. He never backs down from a challenge. And he just has that type of personality where he wants to be that guy. He wants to take that shot. And the fact that he's so far ahead of the other guys in terms of his skill off the dribble, that's why I would say it's him.
He had a 32-point game against Orlando in that last month as well. I don't know that Sar ever got to that. Well, I guess Sar did have one 34-point game. I feel like he's got a little more offensive upside, so I agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Sar, they're more defensive picks. You know, like, if they can become good offensive players, then that would be great. They would be great two-way players potentially, but they were drafted primarily for their defense. Bub Carrington was drafted for his offense. And when you're talking about a guy to lead the offense or lead a team, generally think a guy who can score a lot of points, and I think he's got a potential to do that.
So these two players that they acquired for Olynyk, Branham and Wesley, Malachi Branham, Blake Wesley, they're not going to make the team.
I mean, there's no
roster spots for them.
Yeah, I mean, right now they would definitely be pretty low on the list. So unless they clear some room, getting some veterans out of there, right. You know, you have to imagine if, you know, maybe in training camp they're competing for those final spots. Maybe, you know, it's not NBA contracts. Maybe it's time in the G League.
Right.
Hey, what's your file? He's on the summer league roster, and I guess maybe he's been part of the go-go. It's just a great name. I wasn't familiar with him. He played at North Carolina. What's your file on Leaky Black?
Yeah, he's been a guy who's been in their system a couple years now. 6'8", wing, known for his defense, was a really good defensive player at North Carolina. Just going back to taking a flyer on a guy, that's what they're doing with him. Just, you know, got the positional size, play some defense. Maybe he can sort of come into his own physically and prove to be a diamond in the rough, but someone that, you know, certainly you wouldn't have high expectations for, but I think what they're doing is just trying to bring in as many young guys with athleticism as they can. They probably have like 10 or 12 guys that you could say that about at this point, and just see who emerges.
All right, Chase, are you going to Vegas or are you staying here?
I'm about to hop on a flight. Wes Hall and I are doing a stream at 5 p.m. Monumental Plus app. I'll be covering it from Vegas for Monumental Sports Network. So I will be there. I guess I'm going to just miss Kate, huh?
Looks you like are. You're not going to cross
you're
paths.
You're just going to miss him.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Good luck, man. Have fun out there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Chase Hughes covers the Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network. Wizards' first summer league game is on Friday, so you get to watch the young guys. Hopefully one of them develops into a star someday. But it's going to be a long year. Carlos from downstairs, security guard, he asked me the other day, he's like, what do you think about the Wizards? Oh, yeah. He thinks they're going to win 30 games. I was like, I'll take the under on that.
30's a stretch.
He's always an optimist.
30's a stretch.
Hey, he mentioned Cakes. Cakes going to jump on at 8 o'clock. We'll get the latest from Cakes as he wrapped up his World Series of Poker run yesterday. We'll talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.